On the Edge of Survival, a shipwreck, a raging storm, and the harrowing Alaskan rescue that became a legend. By Spike Walker. Narrated by Robert Sundin. Copyright 2010 by Spike Walker. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with St. Martin's Press and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. 1. Slammed right and left by battering 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts, blinded by snow squalls at the leading edge of an Arctic storm, search and rescue pilot Lieutenant David Neal was doing his best, early on that cold December morning in 2004, to shake off the sudden bouts of vertigo and keep his H-60 helicopter on course and in the air. Flying along over the gray and white, foam-streaked waters of the Bering Sea, Neal maintained an altitude of just 300 feet and no more to prevent icing as the tall, clutching storm waves lumbered past below. He and his crew had been ordered to Dutch Harbor, where they would refuel and prepare to launch out on an emerging crisis. The Selendang Ayu, a giant of a freighter, a 738-foot-long cargo ship bound for China with over 60,000 metric tons of Pacific Northwest soybeans, had apparently lost her engine while following the Great Circle route across those same intractable waters 170 miles northwest of Dutch Harbor. With some 455,000 gallons of bulk oil stored in her tanks and 26 sailors trapped aboard her, the freighter was now drifting on a collision course with the hull-crushing shores of the Aleutian Islands. If no one was able to alter her freewheeling advance, and efforts to either restart her engine or pass a tow line to her failed, the freighter would soon be driven onto the rocks of an Alaska island.